Welcome to Astrodome in Houston, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Houston Astros. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Adolfo Phillips. Batting second. The second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Byron Brown. Batting sixth. The first baseman, John Bacabella. Batting seventh. The catcher, Randy Hundley. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Fall. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bill Fall. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Joe Morgan. Batting second. The shortstop, Sonny Jackson. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Wynn. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jim Gentile. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bob Aspromonte. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Lee May. Batting eighth. The catcher, John Bateman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Turk Farrell. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Turk Farrell. And now, play ball. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bateman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bacabella settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sonny Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn strikes out. There goes Jackson. The throw from Hundley to second, and Jackson is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Byron Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Bacabella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bacabella strikes out. Two outs. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile hits a line drive into right field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a fly ball into center field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Aspromonte moves to second. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vacabella scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats May for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a fly ball into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Fall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fall strikes out. Two outs. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Phillips strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman hits a line drive towards third. Santo reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Turk Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is called out on strikes. Two outs. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-1 in the game. Morgan is hit by the pitch. Sonny Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Morgan. The throw from Hundley and he is out, Kessinger applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0-for-1 in the game. Beckert hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gentile scoops it up and throws to first, with Farrell covering, for the out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-1 in the game. Santo hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Sonny Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a line drive towards short. Kessinger reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0-for-1 in the game. Gentile hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Astros. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-1 in the game. Staub hits a fly ball into right field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Byron Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown takes first base on ball 4. John Vacabella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vacabella is 0-for-1 in the game. Vacabella hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-1, Cubs. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 0-for-1 in the game. Hundley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Farrell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Fall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fall is 0 for 1 in the game. Fall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Aspromonte hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Phillips. Aspromonte reaches second base with a double. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a line drive to center field. That will be extra bases. Phillips chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards Kessinger. Kessinger fumbles the ball. That's a triple and an error on Kessinger. Aspromonte scores. May moves all the way to home. It's 3-2, Astros. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 0 for 1 in the game. Bateman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Phillips. Bateman reaches second base with a double. Fergie Jenkins now pitching. Turk Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jenkins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Morgan hits a fly ball into right field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sonny Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0 for 2 in the game. Beckert hits a line drive towards short. Jackson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gentile scoops it up and throws to first, with Farrell covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Cubs 2. The Astros will come to bat. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 2 in the game. Wynn is called out on strikes. One out. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Gentile strikes out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 2 in the game. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bacabella scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Staub for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 2 in the game. Santo hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wynn. Santo reaches second base with a double. Byron Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Brown strikes out. One out. Ron Brand now catching. John Bacabella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bacabella is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Bacabella hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wynn. Bacabella reaches second base with a double. Santo scores. It's Cubs, 3, Astros, 3. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 0-for-2 in the game. Hundley hits a line drive into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-2 in the game. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Astros 3. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Aspromonte hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. May strikes out. Two outs. Ron Brand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brand strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Astros 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Fergie Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins strikes out. One out. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Phillips strikes out. Two outs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0-for-3 in the game. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Astros 3. The Astros will come to bat. Chuck Harrison pinch hits for Turk Farrell. Chuck Harrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrison is called out on strikes. One out. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Morgan hits a fly ball into right field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sonny Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a line drive into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Astros 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Claude Raymond now pitching. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Santo takes first base on ball 4. Byron Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Brown hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Bacabella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bacabella is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Bacabella strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Astros 3. The Astros will come to bat. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 3 in the game. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Gentile strikes out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 3 in the game. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vacabella scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Staub for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Astros 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 0 for 3 in the game. Hundley hits a fly ball into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 3 in the game. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Raymond fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fergie Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins is 0 for 1 in the game. Jenkins takes first base on ball 4. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Jenkins moves to second. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Astros 3. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Aspromonte takes first base on ball 4. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. May bunts towards the mound. Jenkins juggles the ball. That's an error on Jenkins. Aspromonte moves to second. Ron Brand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brand is 0 for 1 in the game. Brand is walked intentionally. Aspromonte moves to third. May moves to second. Dave Nicholson pinch hits for Claude Raymond. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson strikes out. One out. Billy Heft now pitching. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Morgan hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sonny Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a fly ball into center field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11. With the score, the Cubs 3, and the Astros 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Lee now pitching. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0 for 4 in the game. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 4 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Astros 3. The Astros will come to bat. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 4 in the game. Wynn hits a fly ball into center field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Gentile hits a fly ball into right field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 4 in the game. Staub hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Astros 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Byron Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Brown strikes out. One out. John Bacabella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bacabella is 2 for 4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Bacabella hits a line drive into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 0 for 4 in the game. Hundley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Astros 3. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Aspromonte hits a fly ball into center field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. May hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Brand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brand is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Brand hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Astros 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Heath now catching. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 4 in the game. Kessinger hits a line drive towards the mound. Lee reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Heft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heft hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jimmy Stewart pinch runs for Billy Heft. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Stewart moves to second. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0 for 5 in the game. Beckert hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Stewart trying to get to home. Staub throws the ball into Heath, who tags Stewart, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Phillips moves to second. Two outs. Frank Carpen now pitching. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Phillips. The slide. Heath applies the tag. Phillips is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Astros 3. The Astros will come to bat. Ted Abernathy now pitching. Greg Sims pinch hits for Frank Carpen. Greg Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Abernathy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 4 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Morgan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sonny Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Morgan moves to second. Two outs. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 5 in the game. Wynn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Morgan scores. The game is over. The final score, Houston Astros, 4, and Chicago Cubs, 3. Goodbye from Astrodome in Houston.